Head of a store.
You're listening to.
Oh, yes, yes, okay. Yes, yes.
You're all listening right. to Potential Chaos.
Season 2, episode 15, Phases.
Great. Now I'm going to feel self-conscious. Okay. You're listening to Potential Chaos, season 2, episode 15, Phases. Buffy and her friends discover secrets about themselves as they battle a werewolf, its hunter, and their own emotions. My name is Stephanie.
I'm Kimberly.
This is Gabby.
I'm Illyrio.
And I'm John.
John! John is with us.
Pavlich.
Yes.
Yes.
From Tell All Your Podcasts.
Sofa Dogs, Castle Cast, Movie Night with Geek Show. I think that's it.
Awesome. Yeah, I recorded in your place today with Heidi for Castle Cast.
Oh, thank you.
And that was a lot of fun.
Oh, good.
I think it's going to be a great show. But anyway, we're going to talk about Phases or the Raging Hormone episode.
Or the episode that made Illyrio 99% spoiler-free.
But you didn't know how it was going to happen.
No, and I was pleasantly surprised with the way that Oz was made a werewolf. The crank
what?
Question about Buffy. The crank question about Buffy offered multiple choices, one of which I hope is not true, and I will try to blot it out of my mind, and I will not mention it for fear of spoiling, mentioned Oz the werewolf. And I was like, what? No. And I complained about it, and the guys at Crank actually replied to me on Twitter and everything. I was like, yeah, we thought it'd be okay because, you know, 7 years since it's been on the air. And basically, I've been waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. And every single episode I'd watch, I'm like, is this when we're going to find out that Oz is a werewolf? No. Is this when
Well, at least you didn't have to wait till like season 7.
God, I know. But I was very, very pleasantly surprised that he hadn't been a werewolf the whole time.
Yeah.
It was his little cousin biting.
His little cousin, Jordy.
Yeah. How long has that been going on, apparently? Yeah. And a bunch of other things in this episode that I really, really loved. So, very excited.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm no longer spoiled.
Hooray!
Oh, so do we want to do feedback first?
A little bit of feedback. I think we have a couple of emails and maybe something on the Facebook group that we can discuss. So
nice.
David Jenkins writes, Phases. Hi, Skag. I mean, Gax. Phases for me is that first episode in the Buffyverse that in between the important story arc. How do you spell that? Anyway, those episodes don't just happen to expand the character's world, but the impact expands all the core group's characters as well as us, the watchers. It's a perfect way to make us love a character quicker by empathizing with the problem of being guilty and a weirdo outsider. We've all been there as teenagers. Wait, was that just me? I love that they did the werewolf thing, but as the show is a metaphor about being a teenager and coming of age and blah, blah, in a wonderful Joss way, I don't want to say anything to articulate and spoil you. Werewolf? Hair? Is this about puberty and those awkward moments boys feel as every day they wake up and find new hair where they didn't expect it? I know it freaked me out. Luckily, my little cousin didn't bite me. Yes, yes, he did, and I might just take that up with him, but he's now 6'2", so I guess I shouldn't. On the Angel Buffy age gap issue, in Halloween, after Willow and Buffy steal that book, they read about Angel being 18, giving the impression that that was his age when he was turned, otherwise he wouldn't be in the book in the first place unless he had been a vampire or noteworthy. Just mentioning it if it helps you accept their age difference. Vampires don't age, so regardless of the years, Angel's an 18-year-old stuck in a 200-odd vampire's body, but never grew up. Peter Pan, if you will. Peter Pan with his shirt off a lot. And fangs. Love you guys and keep going. My week is better for your podcast. Aww. David in Scotland. Aww. That doesn't have red Aww. Hair, Steph.
David in Scotland.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you, David, very much.
Even though he's in an he's like supposed to be 18, like that still puts him I think outside of the like range of age he's like allowed to be if he's going to date Buffy. Is that still she's still underage technically? So
yeah.
Yeah, like I said before, depends where you live. It depends what underage actually means where you live. I mean,
but you know, a lot of 16, 17-year-olds date 18-year-olds. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it is statutory rapey area, but
depending where you live.
But in America, in the United States,
it was her birthday, so she was 17, right?
Yeah, 17. Yeah. So she's catching up to him.
This is an email from Shelley, and in it she talks about phases, and she also talks about BBB. Steph, is it called BBB or triple B or just Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered, or
either one? All of them.
Yeah.
So Shelley writes, "Hi Gax and guest of the week, phases." So by now, I know you've all seen Innocence, and I can't wait to hear your podcast. I absolutely love that you can pinpoint the exact moment when Willow falls in love with Oz. The scene in the van when Willow asks him if he wants to make out, and Oz tells her he can wait. And so this continues into phases as Willow's transformation into a much more confident woman continues. I want to point out one thing in phases that I absolutely love. Oz looking at the cheerleading statue. It seems relatively insignificant. However, it's a real treat to us faithful viewers. This is a bit of continuity that Buffy does frequently that I have seldom seen in any other TV show. And since I know you've already watched BBB, this continues on as Amy plays a significant role in this episode. I'm going to skip the BBB part so we can read it later for another episode next week. Love you guys, Shelley.
Thanks, Shelley.
Thank you very much, Shelley.
You're awesome.
So Oz wasn't always a werewolf?
No.
No.
It was just when his little cousin bit him?
Yes. Because remember he was in his dining room making a phone call?
Yes. He's like, was Jordy a werewolf?
And then before that, when they're in the gym, Larry talks about
having been bitten by a big dog. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which sets Xander's brain a-working.
Oh, that set my brain a-working. I'm like, I honestly was like, okay, this is so predictable. Because Larry's going to be the werewolf. And I was totally shocked.
See, I was already spoiled on the fact that Oz was the werewolf. So I knew that that was a mislead.
Uh-huh.
Right? Sorry, John, I cut you off.
I was just saying, it was a nice red herring. But I also love how Oz's aunt and uncle, they weren't going to tell him anything. If he hadn't have called, he never would have known that his little cousin did.
Family. Oh, hellmouth.
It's just like, oh yeah, he's a werewolf. Why do you ask? Oh, no reason. Gotta go.
Yeah, they weren't going to warn him or anything.
Then how did he get handcuffed so quickly so that he wouldn't...
Well, now, Kim, some adults like to pretend.
That's one of my points of revelation, is apparently in San Diego, it's super easy to order chains and shackles by mail.
Apparently.
Yeah, they look like they're from the 17th century.
eBay.
Yeah. Or you can find them homemade now on Etsy, but I guess that wasn't around in 98.
Wouldn't they be crocheted in that case?
Pardon?
Did eBay exist at the time?
I'm not sure. Yeah. I'm trying to remember. I don't think so.
A 98 or so?
So there's some foreshadowing at the very beginning of the episode that Oz is a werewolf. And that is when Willow's complaining to Buffy that they haven't moved beyond a certain point, And Buffy says, well, it's good to know he's not an animal.
Well, that's just weird. I thought that if they switched into a werewolf, they didn't realize it was happening. Or maybe that's what Giles said, and I believe what Giles said.
Well, I think that's actually what happened, because I think Oz only realized he was a werewolf because he woke up naked in the woods. And he knew that there was a werewolf, and he knew that there was a werewolf around. He was going to go ahead and tell everybody that he was a werewolf until he found out that the werewolf killed somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that kind of was like, oh, wait, I did that? Oh, no. And then, you know, he's convinced that he's dangerous. I mean,
wasn't that on the second day is when he woke up in the woods, right?
Yeah.
So he would have known he was the werewolf the night before then. He would have realized then.
I don't think he was aware that a werewolf was around.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying now.
So the first night he woke up in the woods, he was like, hey, how'd I get here? Whatever. Uh-huh. And I mean, he's very, very much matter of fact. I mean, we saw that with the way he reacted to getting shot. So he's not the kind of person that would freak out about weird things. And I think...
Well, I like to sleepwalk naked and I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah. Exactly. But, there's a werewolf in Sunnydale.
Yeah. What else is new?
I mean, were you guys surprised that there was a werewolf episode?
No. Vampires and werewolves go hand in hand.
So are we Team Oz or Team Angel?
I'm Team Angel. No, I'm Team Oz. Of course, Oz is a good guy.
I love Oz.
Oz, yeah. I like Oz now.
But because he has a mean side or an uncontrollable side?
No. It's because of how he is with Willow. That's where I like.
Huh.
Interesting.
Yeah. even though it's weak sauce,
I guess. Yes. So you did receive my tweet.
Oh, yes, I did.
Wait, what's weak sauce?
Gabby.
Apparently I am, for my Willow Oz love, my Woz love.
Woz.
Woz.
Or Olo.
I teased her about it.
Oh.
Yeah. So
moon pies. Sorry, go ahead, Kim. Let's talk about moon pies. Moon pies are funny in England.
Apparently. I was wondering why Giles was acting so weird. Because usually when Xander says something, he kind of rolls his eyes like everyone else. But that time he was like,
I think it was because he was in a good mood because he was excited about the werewolf. So he was sort of more open to, like, when Xander was making jokes and stuff, he actually found him funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It gave him something new to research. Mm-hmm. So excited. Yeah.
What all giddy.
Very
so he hadn't been drinking again.
Why is Xander so suspicious of Oz and so protective of Willow?
Well,
I know.
Because he likes her and wants to pull in her pigtails.
But he had his chance.
Yeah.
He didn't want her when she wanted her. That's it. He wants her now that he can't have her.
Xander wants his cake and eat it too. He wants them all.
That's a different episode.
What?
What are you driving at?
He's very weird about that.
He lusts over Buffy, Willow lusts over him, and he has Cordelia, but it's like, the hottest girl in the school likes me, but whatever. It's just weird.
It goes back to my D-bag theory. With him.
Yeah, I can see that. I could totally see that. Like, there are moments that he's totally a D-bag.
Uh-huh.
Very much so. And not in that kind of cute, oh, Xander kind of way. Just
no.
Kind of like,
well, I mean,
what's going on?
Cordelia's special. I mean, she's she's pretty, but you know, she can't bend a gun barrel like a pretzel.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think that Xander is attracted to Buffy just because of her superhuman strength or her qualities?
I think part of it is that he likes how strong she is.
Uh-huh.
And I don't mean that in just a physical sense.
Uh-huh.
Because, like, Cordy herself is very sort of, like, assertive and confident. I think he's drawn to that.
Mm-hmm. Well, he was instantly attracted to her before he knew she was even a Slayer, so mm-hmm. I think it's he physically likes her.
Well, she's also pretty. So.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly.
What about Kane, the condescending misogynist werewolf hunter who doesn't mind that a werewolf is a human 28 days a month?
Sri Lanka? Really? Really? They fetch a really high price in Sri Lanka?
Yep.
Oh, Joss.
That actually will come to play way later in an episode of Angel.
That's funny.
They're going to be tramping around through Sri Lanka.
All I know is with Kane.
Werewolf skin.
His name was Kane, right?
Uh-huh.
Kane.
Uh-huh.
Kane designs traps like Danielle Russo. Let me tell you right now. And I'm not talking the philosopher either.
So, John, are you talking about the actor or idea of the werewolf deal?
Yeah, just that little tidbit about werewolf skin being like something of value.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Okay, but I know that the actor plays in Angel. He's got a very recognizable face.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do that a lot. Joss Whedon in a lot of his productions, like he will reuse actors.
Mm-hmm.
So that guy doesn't play Kane in an episode of Angel?
No. He plays somebody else.
Yeah.
Somebody that I want to call Sean John.
What? Would you say stuff?
I want to call him Sean John.
Okay.
I don't know his name. Something like that.
That's funny.
Kane's the only element of the episode that I don't like.
Hmm.
They lay it on way too thick for me.
Yeah, I think all of their. Sorry, go ahead.
Just that whole chauvinism element. I was just like, oh, I get it. All right, you're a big D-bag. Let's move on.
But I think that they do that with all of their like minor roles, minor characters. They heighten them and they're over exaggerated to the point of like, oh, please, really? And that's why a lot of the secondary characters are just like, whatever.
Yeah.
Like Larry. Ugh. So over the top, so exaggerated. But I think that has to do with him compensating that he's gay. But that's
what that and to make you think that he is the werewolf because he's so aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
Totally.
He was just overcompensating.
Yeah.
Can I just say that that was one of my favorite things ever so far in this show?
That was great. Sickly, that's how you do it.
It was like, I was like, I knew he wasn't going to be the werewolf because of my spoilerage at the time. But to make it, it did such a kind of, you know, Three's Company-esque, you know, misunderstanding and everything. And just, and then he says it. And then all of a sudden he realizes, oh my God, it's like,
it's freeing.
And then, you know,
yeah.
And then later on, of course, we get the gratuitous, oh, look, he used to be really shitty with girls and now he's really nice. But I really enjoyed that. I really enjoyed that it wasn't just your run of the mill misunderstanding or alibi for not being a werewolf. It was, he's gay and he's coming out. And I think that for the late 90s, I think that that was awesome. And, you know, high school, like coming out in high school stuff, you know. I think that's important. I think that that was really great. I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, Xander goes from "I will expose you" mode to "Please don't mention anything to anyone ever."
I'm very uncomfortable with this.
Awesome. Something we never need to talk about ever.
Ever. Exactly. Gabby. Can I talk about how Giles and Buffy were creeping about the makeout population? Just looking for people. And how I think Gabby's very happy that everyone making out was inside a car and we couldn't hear the kissy noises.
Yes. There was not a lot of slurping in this episode.
Gross.
See? You can never go back. You always hear the slurping.
I'll never kiss again.
What I also liked is that Cordelia and Willow kind of had their moment together.
Yeah, they did.
I loved seeing them interact together. It was good.
Yeah, they're bonding.
Even though it's over Xander, but whatever.
Guys. They think they are a couple of guys.
Yeah. But I just think it's really weird. I don't know if anyone else's high school or life experience was like that. You're with someone, but you secretly want to be with someone else. It seems like everybody on this show. It's weird. I guess they're just trying to add so many layers of drama so that it's interesting.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. And one of the funniest things, it wasn't even a joke, but they were like talking about a place where there's going to be a lot of sexual energy. And in my head, oh, it has to be the bronze statue. It's like, oh, Gabby, look at this. She's going to love it.
It was the greatest ever.
I have here written out the bronze where werewolves. Let me try that again. The bronze where werewolves like to hang from the rafters. Oh man.
Awesome.
How funny was Buffy in a self-defense class?
She was supposed to have been acting like a meek little girl.
Did you guys have co-ed gym classes? Because we never did.
I did.
You did?
Yeah.
No.
It would be the guys running around and the girls pretending they're on their periods so they wouldn't have to run around.
Exactly. Yeah, we had a coach.
Well, not all the girls were like that, by the way. Just a couple.
A football coach for a PE teacher, and he didn't care what we did, so we just sat on the bleachers and put makeup on.
Because I remember
really, that's what I did too.
So I remember when our class did a class on they called it a unit. We did a unit on phys ed on self defense. They boarded up like all the windows so that no guys could look in because I didn't want the guys to see the move like the moves that they were using in case So it was a big deal in our school. It was like, okay, for the next 2 weeks, these girls are doing self-defense. No guys allowed into the gym.
Hmm.
It's weird.
Huh.
It's Canada.
Wow. No, our PE classes were never organized like that. There was no organization at all. There was just boys playing basketball. One time we had to play volleyball. Oh, my God, y'all. We square danced.
Mm-hmm. I have that, too. We
did that in elementary school.
I think it was junior high for us.
Wow. I can finally say I'm the only one here who has never square danced.
It's fun.
Oh, I'm sure.
It's only fun if, like, the people you're dancing with actually dance with you because this was a time when, like, the girls, like, didn't want to touch anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So just, like, you'd get up to dance and, like, they would just, like, sort of mime the moves but with, like, this barrier of air between us.
Yeah, well, at that age, everybody's very self-conscious.
Cooties!
And they wouldn't want to make anybody think that they liked anybody, so.
Oh, my gosh. Promenade. Dig for the oyster, shuck the clam or something.
Shuck the clam.
There's something weird about, like, oh my god.
That better not be a euphemism.
Let's move on.
That's...
So, part of the episode was, who's the werewolf? The other part of the episode was Buffy asserting her feminine strength and her feminist ways against Idiot with the tooth necklace and the bad haircut. I'm glad whoever wrote the scene where he's forging his own, where he's melting down silver to make his own bullets, I'm glad they had the forethought to have him open his door, because the first thing I was like you better not be poisoning yourself with carbon monoxide with an open flame inside a vehicle.
That's but the first door was thing open. You thought of.
Yes, absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely. Well, it's you know, it's a danger.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Like the werewolf, I had no problem with. I could buy that, but
yeah, totally. But no, nobody's going to be melting silver into bullets with the door closed in that van.
This is ridiculous.
It is.
But I think the show does better werewolf makeup when they're half human than they do with the vampires. Because I really liked Oz's.
Oz did look great when he was like transforming halfway. And kind of, yes.
When whoever was in the werewolf suit, whatever, that was not as good as the half werewolf.
Yes, the werewolf suit was very cheap and corny.
Ooh, well, the problem with that is that we never see that suit again because that was like one of those like standard prop sort of werewolf suits they probably got from some costume. Mm-hmm. You know, pop house, but like in every other subsequent scene where Oz is a werewolf, it's just Seth Green in like, you know, sort of hairy makeup and
mm-hmm. and it looks great.
Yeah,
that's good. Cool. I liked him with the makeup on.
Kind of looks like Glenn Danzig.
Who?
Glenn Danzig from the Misfits and from from Danzig, mother. Mm-hmm. Tell your children not to walk my way.
I don't feel so old now.
No. Mother!
Stop it!
I got something to say.
Oh, gosh.
Man.
So Angel used Teresa to send Buffy a message?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Hello, Angelus.
Angel's
so awesome. Like, hi, yeah, I know Buffy. Come over here.
That was really creepy in the middle of the night. He's got this little flower. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just twirling.
What was that? Like, I pick weeds.
I'm a horticulturalist.
Oh. Look at me. I'm safe and harmless because of my little flower.
Yes. If you had a rifle, I would put it in your rifle.
Man.
Hey, also Xander does remember being a hyena in the pack.
Mm-hmm.
He remembers attacking Buffy.
He did admit it in the pack, but he asked Giles not to tell anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And this time he finally admitted it to everybody else.
Oh, another thing going on in this episode is Willow is trying to get, because Oz isn't being physical with her at all. She's wants him to stay with her while she does research, and he refuses to because he's afraid that he's going to turn that night.
Yeah, she was upset.
Yeah. Was she so excited to get with Oz because Buffy got with Angel?
I think so. I think she feels pressure because she does say she doesn't want to be the last girl at school without a boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Did she say that, or was that something?
Yeah, she did.
Okay. No, she said that. Which
without a real boyfriend.
I don't still want to be a virgin.
Because I was watching, an episode from season 3 today, and I couldn't remember.
Careful, careful.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, that's part of it. What else did I write?
So Giles has a high-powered rifle.
Yeah. With tranquilizer darts.
Was it phenobarbital?
Yes, it was.
At least according to the ADR.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, ADR. We hate you.
He turns his back, and then all of a sudden, we get a wealth of information.
So, Gabby, I have a question for you.
Okay.
Toward the end of the episode, where Oz and Willow kind of officially become boyfriend girlfriend. And they. You know, a little kiss happens and he walks away and then Oz goes, "I'm a rebel for love." Did you go, "Oh," or did you laugh hysterically like I did?
Because I have a soul. I may have squeed.
We don't need souls up here. We have 6 months of winter and free health care.
I thought it was sweet. I think they're sweet. I really like them. And with all the crazy mixed up stuff going on in the Hellmouth, it's nice to see a nice sweet couple. Granted, one of them's a werewolf, but still, that's not my point.
So is he going to live in the library cage like 3 days a month?
Good idea.
No,
also,
yes.
Willow is...
Did I lie? I think I was just...
I asked, are any other of the Scoobies, do they have supernatural powers? And you went, no.
She wasn't lying at the time, because at the time you asked the question, he hadn't been bitten by his cousin Geordi.
And I was really thinking about just Willow and Xander, I think.
True.
You know, I love how Teresa, when she was in the funeral home... Her knees were dirty from doing that scene before they shot it.
I don't think I ever noticed that.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what I did notice, though.
What?
Willow's bright yellow overalls.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Yellow and gray striped sweater. That was, yeah.
Does that count as a superpower?
No, what I love Buffy's backpack purse. Remember those? That is something I do remember.
I've never understood those tiny backpacks that are basically purses.
Okay, who had one?
I had one for sure.
Okay, what was yours like?
What do you mean? What was it like?
Well, like I remember mine. It was black satin, and I loved it. And
mine
yours?
Mine was like black pleather, and it was
nice,
and it ripped. And then I tried to stitch it back together because the arms kept falling off.
See, I can't remember if I had one, but I know one of my friends did, and she like carried it up until not too long ago. Like she carried it too long because she loved it. Okay, when Teresa is at the funeral home. After Xander stakes Therese and saves Buffy,
mm-hmm.
Buffy hugs Xander.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
that was very uncomfortable.
I noticed it because they had that little tiny half second lingering.
They have a book that deals with that scene.
I mean, I've all the times I've watched this, I cannot figure out that scene. Is it just to make what happens in the next episode land harder?
I don't think.
No,
so.
I have a theory about it, but
wait,
I've got a theory.
I
don't. That's what I was trying not to do. But I can't really go into it because it would spoil other things.
Okay, tell me
why. So why bring it up?
I don't know. You started it.
This is true.
Touché. Yes, but I think that the reason why they had that little weird moment is because, again, they're trying to create so much drama on the show, and she just her and Angel isn't happening right now, so a little bit of tension.
Who will Buffy fall for next?
Exactly. Yes.
But it was so refreshing for a while without having Xander mooning over her, yeah, and she was doing her own thing. And then they brought it back, and I can't tell you how many times I rolled my eyes. I'm like, oh, yeah, no, we're doing this again? Oh, yeah, come on.
I have a lot to say about this in the next episode.
Ah. Spoiler alert.
So there was a weird exchange between Oz the Werewolf and Angel the Vampire.
Yes.
I was trying to figure out, did one know who the other one was or something? Because it was just weird the way that they looked each other and then backed away.
I think they were just
sizing each other up.
Yeah, right? And confronting each other.
It was probably more of a man thing and less of a... Yeah, yeah. Mm. Yeah, it's probably more of a guy thing and less of a supernatural being thing.
Yeah, more of a who's the dominant animal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like Buffy's lilac vinyl jacket.
Buffy's what?
She's got fangs. I've got fangs too.
Buffy's lilac vinyl jacket.
Yes.
Embarrassing. This was a terrible fashion episode. You had the kilo overalls.
Oh no! Next episode is a horrible one. Yes.
Spoiler alert: leopard skirt.
You mean barely a skirt?
No! Let's not. Let's we will wait until next week and talk about that.
And that's the problem. Why?
I said we'll talk about it next week, John.
Okay.
Jeez Louise, guys.
I'll just be cutting out.
Willow shot Oz.
Yes.
What about
Willow's the one that took down Oz.
Yes.
So is this going to be a common theme in the way couples resolve things, is they shoot each other?
Yes.
We already had Jenny shoot Giles. Mm-hmm. And now Willow shot Oz. So Cordelia is going to shoot Xander. And Buffy is going to die a Slayer spinster.
She shot him to save him.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it was very emotional.
Like, I'm really happy they gave Oz some. You know, it gives him a little bit more dimension and depth, but at the same time, he's so cool as a cucumber. You know what I mean? That it's like, I guess it kind of makes sense, right? He's always so deadpan and nothing really phases him. Haha, no pun intended. And then all of a sudden, once a month he's going to be, or 3 days a month, he's going to be this wild, uncontrollable animal. Maybe that's a way to balance that out.
Well, if you're looking for moments where Oz loses his cool,
mm-hmm,
don't worry.
Okay.
I wish I knew what you were talking about.
Now every episode I watch, I'm like, is this where Oz loses his cool? Is this one where Oz loses his cool?
I think
I might know someplace where he loses his cool, but we'll talk about that in another episode.
Any other points?
I have one.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, trash cans to the face work just as well on werewolves as they do on people.
Good point.
Hit to the head.
Wow. I have a note, and I can't remember why I wrote it. Maybe somebody can help me. Bunnies can really take care of themselves.
Oh,
that's a quote.
Willow, because Willow was.
Thanks, Gabby.
Willow was upset because that's all that was killed the first night were bunnies and stuff. Oh. Okay. And so she was like, oh, bunnies. And Oz said, well, you know, bunnies can really take care of themselves.
Okay.
And it made her feel better.
Yeah. We'll learn more about bunnies as the show goes on.
Yeah. Lots of bunny talk.
Okay. I'm just going to SOD. I'm just going to go along for the ride. Bunny talk. Okay, sure. I'm sure that means something.
Bunny cast.
No way. That's something else entirely. With an explicit tag. Kim, John, Steph, Gabby, any points before we move on to something else?
I'm done.
I don't know how it was lost on me that he wasn't always a werewolf. It just that it just happened in this episode. I thought he was one the whole time.
Nope.
Yeah. I guess because he's just so okay with everything happening in the Hellmouth. It's like, okay, yeah, I know, because I'm one of them.
I know. That's why me already being spoiled that he was going to be revealed to be a werewolf, I thought that's probably why he was okay with it. But I guess it's just his personality. Mm. Mm-hmm. Or lack thereof. So.
The coolest guy in the world.
Josh said that he based Oz on someone he knew from college, I think.
Mm-hmm. Was it a mannequin?
Aww.
No, because, I mean, there's cool and not bothered by anything, and then there's... Like, you know what I mean? If there's nothing there.
What's the word that they used? Laconic?
Laconic?
Yeah.
I thought that's when you needed to go see the doctor. Oh, no, never mind.
No.
Switch those letters around.
Using or involving the use of minimum words to the point of seeming rude or mysterious.
Hmm.
I like to be rude and mysterious.
So Oz is mysterious.
If you guys steal my quote, I'm going to be so upset.
Yeah.
I think I know it.
Any more points before we move on to Bra Watch?
Well, I'm going back over my stuff, and I think who called Willow an evil mastermind at the beginning of it? Was that Joe? Yeah. Okay. That in my little note, I'm thinking that's yet one more thing that that could possibly add credence to my Willow's a witch theory.
She's an evil mastermind.
Because she's an evil mastermind.
What was she an evil mastermind about?
I think Oz was just being sarcastic.
Oz was making a joke because
Oz sarcastic. Never.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm just saying.
I think you're on to something, Gabby.
I don't know. I don't know. So bra watch.
Yeah, any bras of note?
Why, yes. A black, yet again, black bra. Buffy. Apparently she owns nothing but black bras. It's the staple of a Slayer's wardrobe when she decides to wear a bra. And what was that? With a periwinkle, I'm going to go with spaghetti strap tank top.
Very nice.
Thank you. And that I think is all for this one.
Really? I was trying to figure out that. I was like, is that blue or purple? I can't.
Oh, John. John.
Why'd you watch it again?
Periwinkle.
I've got a screen cap. Just
nice.
It might be my next avatar. It's how I remember when I'm watching it on my phone. I pause it and take a screen cap.
It's so easy to
That's
do.
A good idea. That's such a good idea. I never.
I'm so sad.
What are you talking about? You're super awesome. You got one of those cool Potential Cast t-shirts.
Oh my god, it is seriously the best t-shirt ever.
I want one.
Well, cafepress.com/potentialcast. You can be one of the cool kids.
They even have spaghetti strap tank tops.
Yeah, I was thinking about sending you that one, but I didn't want to be like A jerk? I figured I'd just send you a
black
t-shirt.
Black bra underneath it.
Are you kidding? I'm totally doing it.
Nice. I don't think I have a use for one of those.
There's a thong. And boxers as well.
Yeah, but I'm disappointed with the boxers because they just have the logo on the right leg. Whereas if it was...
Wait, do you want it right across the ass?
No, I'd basically like the logo tiled everywhere. You know?
Oh. Oh.
That makes more sense.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah.
That's
not
what
right across the junk.
That's what I was totally thinking.
Are we ready to rate the episode?
Sure. Go ahead, John.
I give this episode 7 smiley face backpacks out of 10. Because like I would have given it 8, but the Kane character kind of knocked it down a peg.
Yeah. Yeah, I give it 7 out of 10 cheap werewolf costumes. Because, yeah, it's good. Yeah, it was pretty good. But after the episode before it, it was...
Mm-hmm. I'll give it... because I was so shocked about Oz, mm-hmm. I'm going to give it 8 out of 10 cheerleading trophies.
Wow. Let me see. I liked the whole Oz Willow post-date awkwardness. That was very cute. Mm-hmm. And of course the bronze.
Yay.
But it didn't really grab me so much. So I will give it 7 out of 10 skanky hose.
That's a lot of skanky hose.
There's a lot of skanky hose.
I like this episode in two ways. I thought it was good. I liked seeing a little bit more about Oz. Oz got a little bit more face time and fur time. I also really appreciate this episode having been spoiled about Oz being a werewolf. That I'm really, 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 really happy it's out of the way. So I'm going to give this episode, didn't really think it was super strong on certain levels, but there was a lot of good Willow action and interaction, and I did really enjoy the whole Larry thing. So I think I'm going to give this episode a 7 out of 10 inadvertent outings.
Inadvertent outings.
As in gay outings.
Oh!
A little double entendre.
This is gone.
Steph?
Uh-huh.
Do we have homework for next week?
Next week is Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered. It's a fun one. That's a fun episode.
Indeed.
What? I haven't watched it yet.
Pardon?
I haven't watched it yet. Intent.
Oh! You're being coy and playing with time and space and all that stuff. Okay. Yes, neither have I, but I've heard good things about it.
It's not a good idea to play with the space-time continuum. You should stop that.
Yes. Yes.
Quotes?
I've got one.
Go ahead.
Okay. This cheerleading trophy, it's like its eyes follow you wherever you go. I like it.
Great callback.
I loved that!
Call Xander, what's his number? Oh yeah, 1-800, I'm dating a skanky hoe. Meow. And she follows it up with a darn tootin'. I love her. Willow's awesome.
My time was also of the good.
That's such a Joss line. I spoke to Giles. He said I'll be okay. I just have to lock myself up around a full moon. Only he used more words than that. And a globe. What's the opposite of laconic?
Chatty?
Because that's what British people are. They're like the opposite of laconic.
Wordy.
Wordy.
Verbose.
Yes, verbose.
In a good way.
Did you go, Illyrio?
Oh, yeah. It was, my time was also of the good. It's John's time.
And then Steph said, that's Joss' line. Or, that's so John. That's so Raven.
That's so Joss. Not
Is it my turn?
Yes.
I actually have two, but my first one is,
I had that one as my first go.
Yeah, when he realized he was in the woods.
The other one is, hi. Oh, that's what I was going to say.
That's cute.
Yeah.
Aww. Sandra's awesome. Like, yeah, my life's not complicated.
Yeah, I had that one too, but I let you go.
Such a good line.
Angel sends his love.
Oh.
That's some messed up love.
Mm-hmm. Sure is.
If you'd like to talk to us about Buffy, about an episode that we haven't spoken about yet, and you want us to use your feedback on the show, or maybe you just want to talk to us and maybe you don't want us to talk about your feedback on the show or just talk about the show that we produce, we'd love to hear from you. You can call us over the telephone line 270-40-BUFFY. You can send us an email blast at
potentialcast@gmail.com.
Yes, you can also communicate with us via our wonderful wunderbar Facebook group. It is called the Potential Cast Facebook group. You just do a search for Potential Cast, all one word, no spaces, and ask to join. We'd be very happy to let you in. And you may just win a prize.
Because,
you know, we decided to give away I unilaterally decided to give away a t-shirt. Yes, a Potential Cast t-shirt, which you can acquire at cafepress.com/potentialcast to our 100th member. So you never know. We may all of a sudden just award someone a t-shirt for no good reason. or we just want to know what size t-shirt you wear and you'll never get a t-shirt. So wait and see if that person actually gets the shirt. Yeah. It's a weird way to be a creep too. Just want to know.
How many members are we up to now?
We have, I think, 102 now.
So somebody already won it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. There's two more to go because we're four.
No. I gave away the t-shirt already. I already paid for it and had it shipped.
So then you can't win.
No. I said that we gave away to our 100th member. And we may give more things away later on for random numbers. Like maybe the 108th number will get a lost t-shirt.
There you go.
I think I have a TLI t-shirt hanging around somewhere. Lost upstairs.
Sticker, because I think I have a whole bunch of stickers.
You have
left.
Like 45 million of them, right? I have a whole bunch of Pawscast stickers that are burning a hole in my shelf. Not literally. Feel free to visit potentialcast.com. You can see our show notes and comment. You know what? You can catch us on Twitter as well. Twitter.com/potentialcast. Well, that was a lot of fun. John, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, John.
Oh, thanks, God. John.
So glad I got to be here because I still don't have access to my computer and online.
Yeah, your presence online is missed.
Maybe you'll have it fixed for next week.
Yeah, we'll see. No wagering, listeners. No wagering, please.
No, y'all don't know. No, we got somebody else next week.
Oh, we do? Okay.
Somebody that's waiting on us.
Oh, sorry. My bad.
No worries.
You can edit that out with the mask.
No problem.
Well, maybe it really will be next week.
bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, Illyrio.
Yes.
I think you cursed me. What? I think you or your cats cursed me.
What happened?
I went into my closet yesterday and I was like, huh, something smells funny. Apparently one of our cats got in our closet and peed somewhere in it.
Somebody's pissed at you.
Yeah, so I spent half an hour crawling around trying to figure out which carpet tile or wherever. Mm-hmm. And I think I found a pair. They peed on a pair of socks.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I can honestly say that once one of our cats shat on my hat. Oh, I hear an actual telephone call.
What's that
strange noise? I want to save this candy because I'm a cheapskate, but I'm just going to throw it out.
Mother, tell your children not to walk my way. Tell your children not to hear my words, what they mean, what they say. Mother, mother, can you keep them in the dark for a while? Can you have a problem?